According to reporting by the Times Argus, the Washington County State's Attorney's Office collected donations for a community fund that doesn't exist, and in a few cases, charges against individuals were dropped after they made a donation to the fund. I spoke to Steve Pappas, the editor of the Times Argus, about the story.
There is about $1,000 in uncashed money orders and checks that were made out to a community fund that was being overseen by Scott Williams' office. He's the state's attorney here. And that in three of those cases, there were donations made, or one of them references a fine. And in all three of those cases, the charges were dropped.
And Williams at one point said he did intend to start a community fund out of his office, and so that never transpired?
It never transpired. He had brought in some folks from the community and discussed the possibility of having such a fund, but it actually never came about. However, he was accepting money orders and checks to a fund that had not been created. He was consistent, or at least his office was consistent in what they were asking for on the money orders, but there was never a fund actually ever set up, and we were able to confirm that through the Secretary of State's office and actually the people who were asked to help him start the fund, including local CPA Tom Lozon, who's also the mayor of the city of Barrie.
Are there any indications that any laws were broken?
No. There are no indications that laws were broken, but it's been a pretty unanimous response that a prosecutor's office should not be taking any money, that all of any kind of restitution or money that is ordered by the court needs to come through the court system, not through the prosecutor's office anywhere in the state.
So it's not necessarily that these actions are illegal, but it does raise some conflict of interest and ethical concerns.
Absolutely. The perception is the prosecutor took money and cases were dismissed. So in our mind, that is a pretty big deal.
So state officials are aware of this and they're investigating it. Is there any indication how that investigation is going?
No, everyone's been pretty tight-lipped about it. The Department of State's Attorneys and Sheriffs has indicated that they have been looking into it. The Attorney General's office has not responded as to whether or not they're investigating it, but we know that there are. The Vermont Bar has been at least taking a look.
And Scott Williams, how has he been responding to these allegations?
He only responded to us by text, and he gave a very brief statement saying that basically that the way we were approaching the story and saying that it wasn't ethical was a bit of a mischaracterization, that there was nothing below board happening here, that it was a fund being set up for the community.
And this isn't the first time that Scott Williams has been appearing in the news this year. Your paper did some reporting about him bringing a gun into the office earlier this year, and he also was present on the scene when Lara Sobel, the DCF worker, was shot in 2015.
He gave testimony that he disarmed Jody Herring, got the rifle away from her after the shooting occurred in Barrie City. Eyewitnesses are disputing part of that claim. And then he was bringing a gun to the office as what he was saying was additional safety measures in his role as the top law enforcement officer for the county. It was his reading of the law. He had permission from folks who run the courthouse, but people within the courthouse were really nervous about him coming to work with a gun every day. He was not brandishing the gun during court hearings, but he was carrying a gun in and out of the building with him. And when he was asked about it by the media and then later by the judiciary, he stopped carrying the gun.
Steve, you recently wrote an editorial calling for Scott Williams to resign. Could you walk me through your reasoning for that piece?
Well, it was pretty straightforward. Our editorial board felt that office needs to be one of the pillars of the judicial system, that you're never questioning whether or not that office and its office and its role in the process are sound, and that the people who are leading it are competent. And we feel that a series of events over the last year, including the gun, the leave of absence, the The questions about the fines and the donations and for dismissing cases were all point to an erosion of the credibility of that office and specifically in the leadership of Scott Williams. So I called for his resignation.
Steve Pappas is the editor of the Times Argus. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.